Well, hello. Welcome to Devotional Pulse. My name is Russ. It's a pleasure to talk with you today about Psalm 92. I don't know if I've ever done this before, and certainly not with so many bobbleheads. You aren't the bobbleheads, these bobbleheads. But regardless, all of us, bobbleheads included, are going to be talking about Psalm 92 quick. You know, Psalm 92 is, like many psalms, it's beautiful, and it is packed with a lot of meaning. And one of the things about Psalm 92 is how it talks about God and his work. He praises God and his work. It praises him for his wisdom. It talks about how the enemies of God will be destroyed. And it also talks about how he will take care of his people. In other words, God is going to take care of business all around. The important thing, though, I think about Psalm 92, and actually lots of scripture, is it's not only about what God will do in the future, but it's also about what God will do in the present. I think sometimes it's easy for Christians to, myself included, to be very future-oriented, and we should. We're instructed to be future-oriented. We know Jesus is coming back. We know God will make all things right. We need to hope for those things. We're commanded to do those things, and it's very much a part of what it means to be a Christian. But there is also a big part of that, which is the present. And I think sometimes it can be easy for us to look forward so much that we don't see what God is doing in the present, and therefore we don't have expectation for God in the present. And I think that's one of the things that I like about the middle of Psalm 92 in particular, and in particular, verse 11. Verse 11 says, "My eyes have seen the downfall of my enemies. My ears have heard the doom of my evil assailants." I mean, that's strong language. The psalmist, in between praising God and expecting what God will do for those who love and obey God, is telling us that they expect in their lifetime to see God's work in their presence. Their eyes are going to see it. Their ears are going to hear it. In other words, the psalmist is experiencing the very real work of God right then and there. The psalmist expects that God is going to act according to his promises. And I think one of the things that we have to be mindful of is that God is going to act according to his promises, his work, his will, his way. And what can happen sometimes, though, is we want it our way, on our timeline, and according to what we think God should do. The problem with that, though, is that when things don't line up exactly with how we want them to be, we tend to be blind to what God is actually doing in the present. And I think that's something, I don't know about you, but when I go to the Psalms, typically, it's for immediate comfort. It's for an immediate in the now moment. I want to go to the Psalms. And I think one of the things that's important about Psalm 92 is that verse 11 tells us that when we do that, when we look for God's work in the present, we should expect to see it in the present. I think that's something that as Christians, that's important for us. Yes, God is preparing us for a future place, a future hope. All of these things are true. And God is working in the present as well, if only we will see it.